Wednesday marks the one-year anniversary of the police killing of Keith Lamont Scott and the birth of a protest movement called Charlotte Uprising. WFAE's David Borax takes a look at that movement 1 year later.
The street protests that followed Keith Scott's killing brought all kinds of people to Uptown Charlotte, longtime activists, students, Uptown professionals, and local clergy. Within a couple of days, many were rallying around a social media hashtag, Charlotte Uprising. It was no accident. Organizers from several organizations picked the name to help communicate with and unify demonstrators, says organizer Ash Williams.
We formed this group as a way to build community and reach other folks in Charlotte who are concerned about the same issues.
Issues such as police killings of black people, a demand for more transparency from Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department, and societal racism, says Williams. In the middle of the protests, the group issued a series of demands, seeking the release of police video from the shooting, firing of officers involved, and defunding of CMPD. A year later, Charlotte Uprising remains a coalition of activist groups. Tin Nguyen of the Southeast Asian Coalition was one of the founders.
It's a loosely organized group, like a brand. A lot of people recognize Charlotte Uprising and it being connected to different social justice campaigns. And so I think since all the protests last year, the group has just been really focusing on a lot of local issues.
Those include gentrification, police shootings, arrests of immigrants here illegally, and what Ash Williams calls the prison industrial complex. They've held teach-ins, organized vigils and protests, and spoken at city council meetings. A year ago, some Charlotte Uprising followers were among the more than 80 people arrested during the protests. Since then, members of the group have held marches and disrupted public meetings and court hearings. These tactics sometimes draw criticism, says Williams.
We do want people to know that we're serious and we're upset about something and that we're also rising against something. I mean, we don't really let what people think about us get to us because I think we would have stopped a long time ago.
Disruptive protests aren't meant to be malicious, but to gain attention, says another activist, Cass Otley. She runs a Charlotte group called Seeking Justice and has helped organize Black Lives Matter protests around the state.
Sometimes you have to make people uncomfortable for them to understand what's going on for change. You know, when everybody's comfortable, nothing really happens. When people get uncomfortable, that's when they want to do things to change that.
But those in-your-face tactics don't sit well with Greg Jackson. He runs a group called Heal Charlotte, born out of last year's protests as a way to bring change, neighborhood by neighborhood. He agrees protests can build awareness of a problem, but says that's only half the job.
The powers and the actions of what you do after the protests and how you plan to affect and change your community, you don't have to start with the whole city. Start with where you live at first.
Jackson's group started by organizing entertainment events, a hip-hop festival and a Christmas party, to unite lower-income residents in Northeast Charlotte. Now he runs neighborhood after-school programs for youth and leads constructive dialogue training for CMPD officers. For Charlotte Uprising, action has meant not only protests and education, but also advocacy for people caught up in the court system. The group raised money last spring for a Black Mama bailout to get a half dozen African-American mothers out of jail. And they've shown up at court appearances to support protesters who were arrested last year. That includes Raekwon Borum, whom they believe police framed for the murder of fellow protester Justin Carr. Ash Williams says that a year after the protests, there's still an illusion of inclusion in Charlotte.
I know that for me as a person of color, there's a lot of dissonance. I know that white folks in Charlotte are just not experiencing the same things that I am.
Over the past year, Charlotte Uprising has gained a following and earned respect as a voice for the community, says Tin Nguyen.
And what they're saying is actually resonating with a lot of people, you know, in the community that have maybe perhaps in the past not have the courage to speak up.
For another protester, Braxton Winston, change is happening, just not fast enough.
I do think conversations have changed, but we have a lot of work to do to create this systemic change that I think there's seeds there, but we really got to cultivate this plant.
For these activists, the big question is whether that plant will be thriving or withered after another year goes by. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.